Hey, welcome back to the CTO Advisor from Dell Technology World 2019. We're in the beautiful Venetian, which is where the SANS Convention Center is at, where the conference is happening. And when I say the conference is happening, we have a return guest, Nathan Avery of Not Your Dad's IT. It's a pretty cool name. We got to get into the whole, well, what is your dad's IT? Is like that like mainframe IT, et cetera, et cetera? But we got more important things to talk about today, Nate. First off, big show, right? 15,000 people.
Yes, it's massive. Lots of people coming through. It really hit me this morning trying to get into the main keynote session. It was nuts.
So, were you at? Is this your first Dell Technologies EMC World event?
No. I was here last year this time. So I was kind of curious to see how the message would evolve, how it changed, where they were, you know, where they're going to be today versus last year, especially given the fact that we've seen so many vendors make other announcements. Cloud, I know we always say cloud is advancing, but it really has. I've seen more of my customers start to make concrete moves into the cloud, and I've been very anxious to see what Dell would do.
So I've been famously quoted to say that Dell really doesn't have a cloud strategy outside of VMware. Would I be considered wrong? Or if I took that statement from last year's Dell Technologies World, plopped it here, would I be wrong?
No.
Okay.
No. So the things that I've seen today, and it's just day one, so the message could evolve, it could change. They could drop something tomorrow morning that alters everything radically. But where I think that works for them is that VMware right now is still the basis of everyone's IT infrastructure. So if you're doing anything locally, you're going to have VMware. And if you haven't yet made the move into cloud, VMware is making it easier to take that knowledge, that investment you've made in VMware, and extend that into the cloud. So it could be a valid enough strategy.
So I don't know if I've been quoted, because I have said this, is that VMware is probably in pole position, or at least no other company is better situated than VMware to help an organization into cloud, digital transformation, whatever you want to call it. vSphere, to your point, is the foundation. I walked away thinking, you know what? Azure, VMware Cloud on Azure, VMware Cloud on AWS, AWS RDS, AWS Lambda running on vSphere, Azure Services running on vSphere. Satya Nadella on stage validating that message. I kind of walked away thinking, key from both last year and this year is at the same time, right? Dell does not have a strategy for cloud outside of VMware, while at the same time, VMware, no one's better positioned to take advantage or help companies into cloud than VMware. I don't know why I feel some type of way about that statement. I feel like there just should be some separation between VMware and Dell. As a Dell customer, and some, or at least supporting customers that are Dell customers, what do you think about the VMware-Dell kind of tightening the partnership?
It's okay. I don't have too much trouble with it because my customers have run VMware on Dell gear. They run it on HP gear. They run it on white boxes. It does work anywhere. So that flexibility is there. If you're at a Dell show and they push VMware on Dell, I don't have a problem. It's their show.
Right.
They should have that message. And then they have those other really cool technologies. What they announced today, the fully managed service offering, where they give you a VxRail, VMware, and
some type of cloud management
and,
on top.
Yeah, so I did attend the session on that right after the keynote because I really need to know more about it. And it sounds really cool.
Really?
Yeah.
So you've played around with Kubernetes. You know, you're kind of a cloud native infrastructure guy. You know, you're one of the cool kids. Dell Cloud, Dell Technology Cloud, powered by VMware, sounds cool.
It sounds cool because if I take off my my infrastructure hat and I put on my business consultant hat, it makes more sense to just buy the infrastructure, know that it works, have it be fully supported, know that I still have the option of expanding it in different ways, and then letting my guys become experts in the application and thinking about what does it take to make my application work. All the other stuff, all those knobs, you know, you don't have to have those arguments anymore. You don't have to have the discussion of, well, should I run Kubernetes on bare metal or VMware or whatever? That goes away because I now buy a box and it's giving me everything I would in the cloud, but it's local, including all of the management that I would expect to have in the cloud, except it's in my data center. The demo that they showed where you go into their portal and you say, I want to buy a new rack and I want it to be in a different city. And then they walk through what that process looks like, where they say someone in their infrastructure, they get the ticket, they start building out the rack, they work out the delivery, and they roll it in. I mean,
what more could you ask for? I mean, the AWS was kind of lauded for announcing this at reInvent just in December. We don't know when we're going to see it. VMware and Dell announced it. Now, this is based off of VMware, the VMware Cloud Foundation, so VCF. Not anything new. This is what VMC is built on. This is what VxRail and VxRack has been pushing. It's just that it's managed and we can consume it as a leased or rented service, or we can buy it. However, the it's going to be delivered. The big difference is this is the next step after the announcements at VMworld. So I have to switch the conversation a little bit towards kind of the broader market and competition.
Okay.
Because we always want choice. As consultants, as end users, we're not, you know, we don't work for Dell, we don't work for VMware. We want the industry to give us options. What's our options? Like, what's the alternative? If you're have an on-prem platform that you need to maintain, you're running SAP, you don't want to move it. You're running Oracle Rack, and you don't like Oracle Story, and you don't want to pay double for licensing in AWS. Check out that video. Is Oracle cheaper than AWS? If you don't want those options of just going straight to cloud, and you want to run on prem, and you don't want VMware Cloud on VMware Cloud on Dell, like
what do you do in that case?
I mean, HPE has Greengrass, I guess, but
you could do that.
They really don't have a, you know, a cloud management overlay that I can put on top of that.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting because I was looking through this whole thing and I was wondering, well, what's Nutanix's next move going to be, right? You know, could they maybe step in and just say, you know what, we're going to have a cloud management layer too. Maybe that happens.
So that is Calm. The ideal that I can, in Xi, I can, you know, there's an overlay that is funny that, you know, Google Next was just a few weeks ago, and Nutanix was kind of quiet around Google Next, which is Google's their premier cloud partner. So that whole Xi on Google, I don't know what happened to that. But this is really hard stuff. I mean, VMware's been trying this stuff. I got a little zing in on VMware on Twitter. The last time VMware had kind of this front-facing customer cloud thing that they presented was the interface for their VMware cloud, which wasn't a good product. The interface wasn't good. The experience wasn't good. And here they are again. But I wholeheartedly believe this is going to be a much better solution because I think the scope is narrow. But I just don't see an alternative to the solution.
No, and maybe that's why it exists, right? You know, that's a really cool thing. You know, if you're Dell and you're trying to figure out how do you survive in this new world, you know, what can you do to make yourself a differentiator? What do you do with all of these different pieces and companies that you've acquired over the years? It makes sense.
Yeah.
And they have the experience from working with AWS, right? They know how to package a solution and put it together and get it into a data center and say, well, if we're doing it there, could we do that, you know, ourselves for our customers?
Yeah, so I don't know if I'm ready to eat my words on Dell does not have a cloud strategy. I would still like to see more stuff on the storage piece of it, mm-hmm. because Dell is still EMC. Dell EMC is still part of Dell Technologies.
Yes.
NetApp, mm-hmm. with their data fabric. Very compelling story.
Yeah.
Very mm-hmm. compelling story.
Yeah.
When I look at Dell EMC, mm-hmm. I expect to have kind of an equivalent story. Mm-hmm. This I personally wish Nutanix would have went into cloud data management. They would have. I think they could have had a compelling story.
Yeah.
But as I look at the market, you know, there's kind of two runaways in the market. There's mm-hmm. NetApp with their data fabric vision from mm-hmm. the large vendors. There's other vendors like Pranzur and Faction that play in a different part of the market. But from this big data fabric multi-cloud mm-hmm. perspective, there's yeah. NetApp. And then from a workload management, mm-hmm. Network security, there's Dell EMC. Mm-hmm. And then Cisco still has their Cisco story.
Yeah.
And I really don't see where HPE and Nutanix mm-hmm. is fitting into that yeah. story. I'll be at HPE Discover next month, mm-hmm. so I'm looking forward to hearing yeah. the HPE story. They're much smaller, more agile, able mm-hmm. to better execute. They're coming up. This thing that they did with Nutanix mm-hmm. would not have happened a year and a half, 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. So I'm impressed with their ability to move from a business perspective. I'd like to see what they can do with competing against the Dell juggernaut.
Yeah. Yeah, that'll be a really cool thing to see. And it is possible that they're just holding out.
Yeah. Well, they should probably stop holding out. I think it's time to show your cards.
Yeah. Let me ask you this real quick. Have you seen anything about Pivotal? Because it seemed like that would have been, you know, there would have been a big Pivotal announcement this morning as well. But
so maybe they're saving it for tomorrow. But Pivotal is one of those interesting things. I was talking to Pierre just the other day. Mm-hmm. He leads a open source project, and we talked about why isn't it that VMware has more just dedicated open source people on staff that just isn't working on VMware angles to the open source, but just mm-hmm. doing open source. And this Pivotal relationship inside mm-hmm. of Dell Technologies has always intrigued me.
Mm-hmm.
They don't, you know, when my perception is that when you take an engagement from Pivotal,
mm-hmm.
if you don't embrace their opinionated way of mm-hmm. application development, the whole thing is kind of dropped, and Dell yeah. doesn't have kind of a story around that. And that was my initial frustration with VMware and
okay.
Dell, is that if you didn't buy into, if I'm a Dell customer,
mm-hmm.
Dell Technologies customer, big EMC shop, mm-hmm. big Dell server shop, big Dell security shop at the mm-hmm. time, big Dell networking shop, and I want to talk to Dell about cloud,
mm-hmm.
but I don't want to do VMware. There's an Azure stack,
mm-hmm.
decent story.
Yeah.
But what if I want to build a private cloud? You know, I kind of feel like there's something missing there, but that could just be me.
Yeah. Yeah, but I'm also not sure if that lack of an option hurts them.
I listened to their CFO. They've paid down $14 billion in debt over the past couple of years. So I don't think it's hurting them either. So they seem to be clicking on all eight cylinders.
Yeah.
So, awesome. Nathan, I really enjoy mm-hmm. you spending time being on the CTO mm-hmm. Dose again. Where can people find the blog and you on Twitter?
Okay. I'm at Nathaniel Avery on Twitter, and the website is notyourdadsit.com.
And, of course, you can find this and other fine programming over at thectoadvisor.com. Click on the CTO Dose videos where you can find more CTO Dose. You can follow me on Twitter @CTO Advisor. Until the next CTO Dose, talk to you on Twitter.